All across Coruscant, Sith imposters began to receive their final warnings. A simple message that said, "Surrender or die. Decide now. The Jedi Order." Sitting in the back seat of his armored limousine, GAS Superintendent Justat Vool snorted at the arrogance of the Jedi fools and snapped his datapad shut. And then recalled the unexplained hesitation he had felt the last time his pilot had engaged the repulsor lift drive. A shiver of danger raced down his spine, and a single thought filled his mind. Bomb! Vool flung open the door and force-leapt from the limo onto the nearest balcony. He landed in a diving roll and used the force to counteract his momentum, then returned to his feet, lightsaber in hand. He ignited the crimson blade and slipped into a combat crouch, eyes sweeping left and right. An instant later, a fast descending scaffold dropped from the floor above and crushed him flat. The maintenance man who had been operating the scaffold, a green-eyed human whose chin sported a tuft of graying beard, stepped off the scaffold and found nothing but a blood-soaked arm protruding from beneath the heavy equipment. He took note of the GAS insignia on the sleeve cuff, then checked for a pulse and found none. When he glanced down the skylane and saw the GAS limo decelerating, he hurled himself over the balcony railing. The maintenance man landed on the back of a two-seat swoop bike, piloted by a golden-eyed Arcona named Izal Waz.
"Welcome aboard, Master Horn,"
Izal called over his shoulder.
"No surrender, I gather."
"Scratch target one," Corin confirmed. "Let's try number two."
Izal swung the swoop bike down an access lane and accelerated hard. Behind them, the limo never did explode.